Blog Talk Radio.
It's December 11th on the Roman Show. World Series of Fighting Nick Newell is now 11-0. How close is he from a title shot? Nick Lentz, who will fight one of his toughest opponents in his career this Saturday, his thoughts on possibly being victorious live on Fox. Tom O'Grady meets Eric Reynolds. He plans to avenge his last defeat in his hometown live on Access TV, part of SFC 27. It's now time for the award-winning The Roman Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to another edition of The Roman Show with your host, Rodolfo Roman. Now Mikey Ruckus, praying down hellfire and brimstone.
I consider the beast, I consider the pound. He considers the people when he considers the crowd. Ain't nothing to it cause we all go through it. It's the start of The Roman Show, let's go through it. Come on, we find shots as you licking your chops. Go straight to the top, the moment that the solo will drop.
Yeah,
got it on lock and time is a knot. We got the industry crossover, like it or not.
Keep rocking.
You haven't been all, you haven't been heard. From Miami up to Detroit, 3 1/3. East Coast, West Coast, yeah, we going to curve. With a red carpet, news break, shocking the world. Come on, rise, come and join The Roman Show. Coming back to attack the world. We'll go MMA to pro wrestling. I can't go. Platform designed for us. Roman Show. We'll make the world stop. Know that name. Get the scoop. He's not afraid to rip this game. Friendly to bogeys. You all look the same. We don't rock and one of our shells. Break the brain.
Calling if you got questions for the
Roman Show.
Comment concerns or suggestions for the
Roman Show.
Bring a topic of discussion to the
Roman Show.
Like a chance for the word about the
Roman Show.
Calling if you got questions for the
Roman Show.
Comment concerns or suggestions for the
Roman Show.
Bring a topic of discussion to the
Roman Show.
Like a chance for the word about the
Roman Show.
We're gonna skate to one song, one song only.
Man, it's a celebration, December 11th on the Roman Show. It's a celebration.
Yeah.
I got Joe the reporter on the line. And on the other end, Guillermo Garcia, the MMA encyclopedia. What's up, Guillermo?
Everything's great. It's good to be back on the show. It's been a couple weeks since I've been off of it. And looking forward to doing the show this week.
He sure has, Guillermo. And like I said, you're the reporter. What's going on, man?
Not much, man. This is awesome. Looking at the award right in front of my face.
Yeah, you know, right, and I know, Guillermo, you're not, you know, unfortunately, you're not here, but right now we are looking at the award, and we're so honored, 2013 Best MMA Radio, courtesy of the Florida MMA Awards. It was such an honor. You know, guys, we've worked hard, man. It's been now 2 years. We've had the opportunity of had great guests on the show, and it shows, and that's the reason why we won this award, the 2013 Florida MMA Awards Best MMA Radio Show. It is a true honor. It took place in Hialeah this last Sunday, where we were involved there with many individuals of the sport and in this industry. And it was a great opportunity. So here you are, 2013 Best Radio, man. Now we got some reason to show off and shine all over the industry of MMA. Well, we'll talk about that a little later. Guillermo, we have lots to talk about this mixed martial arts. Starting off with the breaking news. I'm sure you possibly already have heard it, Guillermo, and that is that the UFC has acquired 11 fighters from Invicta FC and now launches women's strawweight division, and it all starts on the Ultimate Fighter season number 20. It will be the first Ultimate Fighter that will consist of only women, and they're all going to be part of the strawweight division. And the neat thing about it is the winner of the entire tournament will be the champion, Guillermo.
Yeah, no, very exciting news. I feel for, we talked about this before. I feel for Jessica Aguilar. Had she known that this all was going to happen, maybe she wouldn't have signed with World Series of Fighting, and she would have had this opportunity to become the first ever strawweight champion for the UFC's women's division. But I feel bad for her, but overall it's great news for women in general. We talked about this, you know, if they're going to create a strawweight division, they weren't going to be able to do it just pulling 16 women from the women that are not already signed with Invicta or World Series of Fighting. They were going to need to make a deal with Invicta, and they did. So they got 11 of the top women in the world from Invicta, and I'm sure they're going to get another 5 from elsewhere to make a 16-woman tournament and find out who the first strawweight champ's going to be.
Well, But from what I understand, Guillermo is the winner of this tournament. The actual, you know, the entire Ultimate Fighter will be the winner. You know, the woman who wins it all, not only going to be the Ultimate Fighter, but the champion, which kind of changes things in the series. And I think it needed something like this. I think it's some of the folks. You saw this past season. You were one of the folks that we were not too surprised or all into the show. I think that we expected more from it.
No, I'm happy they did it. I'm happy they did it this way. It brings relevance to the Ultimate Fighter. The ratings, I don't know if you read the ratings reports, but every time it was a woman's episode where a woman fight happened at the end of an episode, the ratings were like twice as high as when a guy was fighting. So it's good that instead of like bringing in eight guys and eight girls for that season, that they just decided to just go straight up with 16 women. I think it's going to bring a lot of success to the show. There's actually something meaningful at the end of it, apart from just getting a UFC contract, which doesn't mean much because half the fighters or more get contracts anyway. Now they're bringing in some more relevancy. We haven't had title implications on an Ultimate Fighter winner since season 4, where they did the comeback season, where they awarded a title shot to the winner of the show, which there was Matt Serra and Travis Luter who won, and Serra turned that into an upset victory over St. Pierre. So this is the first time we've had an Ultimate Fighter winner who's going to be the champ at the end of the season. So it's going to be fantastic.
It sure is. All right, we'll be right back after the small break, and we are going to get things started here with Nick Newell, 11-0, World Series of Fighting. How close is he from a title shot at the World Series of Fighting? We'll find out.
Hey, this is Nelly from The Roman Show. Are you tired of listening to Roman and the other guys? Well, listen to me as I keep you up to date on the latest happenings in the world of entertainment. Check me out every Tuesday. Did you miss last week's show? Stream the show on your smartphone device from anywhere on the planet. The Roman Show is now on Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and iTunes. Download the different apps and stay informed with The Roman Show. Hey, you. Yeah, you. I want you to keep listening to The Roman Show. And you don't want to disappoint me, do you?
And we are back on The Roman Show. Again, award-winning Roman Show, 2013 Florida MMA Awards. Best radio show on the net right here in the state of Florida. Really, truly honored with that. And Joe and Guillermo, we're going to get things started with a man who is undefeated, 11-0. This very man right here that we have in the line is none other than Nick Newell. He defeated his opponent this Saturday live on NBC Sports. Nick, how are you, man?
Good. Glad to be back on the show.
Awesome. It's a pleasure. And I remember, Nick, when we had you here the first time around, and, man, you have just been devastating, just pretty much demolishing every opponent that they give you inside the cage. And it goes to show. You defeated Sabah Fadai this weekend. You know, we had Sabah last week, and he kind of clarified because there were some articles where they wrote some I guess, controversial things he had said. But what is the feeling towards this guy after you defeated him? Guys are cool, or because I know there was a lot of fans that were supporting you behind this and saying, you know, this guy talked a lot, and Nick, show him what you got in the cage, and you surely did.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a gamer, you know, I don't need to talk to hype myself up for a fight or try to intimidate the guy I'm fighting. I'm just going to come at you, you know, I'm going to fight, I'm going to bring the fight, and I'm going to, as soon as the bell rings, I'm going to be going for the finish, and you know, he felt the need to say some things, but he never really crossed any lines. You know, he said he was going to knock me out and that I was going to get hurt and stuff like that. But, like, he didn't say anything personal, you know. I mean, it really wasn't that bad. It didn't upset me. And we talked after the fight, and we're cool. There's no bad blood there. There never was.
Well, three submissions, man, in a row that you have come out on top. But where do you pull these submissions, man? I mean, it's just – You just keep on getting these guys and just at a rapid pace. You don't waste any time.
Yeah, I mean, I have a submission first. Submission, then position, then, you know. So I'm just very active and I'm very aggressive, and I think it catches a lot of people off guard, and I'm able to finish quality opponents, you know, really, really good guys pretty quick.
Now, prior to this fight, just a few days, actually, or a few weeks, a week I think it was, there was talks that you might have possibly had a title shot for the lightweight title against Justin Gaethje, because his original opponent, Gaethje's Cavalcante, had dropped out because of an injury. But then they found a replacement, Luis Gonzalez, and that was scheduled to fight. That fight is scheduled to fight happen this coming month in January. Did that in any way come into your mind, or you just kept focused on this fight that you had last Saturday?
I was just focused on the fight. I take it one fight at a time, and I don't let anything else distract me from what I have to do. I used to, you know, kind of stress myself out with stuff like that when I was wrestling, and I felt like it held me back from really achieving the things that I felt like I could, and I feel like one huge advantage I have is my mental game is very strong, and, you know, I would have liked the title shot, you know, maybe I'll get the next one, who knows, but, you know, Luis Gonzalez, I'm not jealous of him at all. He earned that title shot when he beat Antonio McKee. He's 9-0. He deserves it, you know. So, but those two fight it out, and eventually, you know, I'm planning on fighting for that belt and winning that belt. So, to me, it's just a matter of time.
Hypothetically speaking, if one of these guys drop, would you fit into that fight? Do you have clearance?
You know, I don't know. I think I would. I'm gonna enjoy the holidays a little bit and just kind of focus on my technique. I have very, very hard training camps. You know, that kind of, I train so hard it kind of kills my body. So we'd have to see, you know, I, especially with an opportunity like this, I'd like a little time to fully prepare for it, especially if I had to fight one of those two guys because they're animals, you know. But we'll see. I don't know. Anything can happen.
Gotcha, Guillermo.
And Nick, you know, the argument was when you left XFC that you wanted to higher profile fights, maybe fight some former UFC guys, some top Bellator guys, you know, and do you feel satisfied with the level of competition you've had at World Series of Fighting with guys like Keon Caldwell, Saba Fadai, or are you still yearning for those kind of big profile fights?
I'm very happy. The guys that got to fight, you know, are very tough, and, you know, I think some of the things I said were kind of taken out of context, and there were things that, you know, John Prisco, that I said to him, you know, and it was that if I was going to stay in the XFC, I wanted a higher profile fights, but World Series of Fighting is a higher profile league, and you know, they get a lot of attention, and you know, it's an excellent platform, so I don't mind fighting these up and comers in World Series of Fighting. As long as they're talented, good fighters, and it's a challenge to myself because I'm getting the notoriety, I'm getting the exposure that I want, and I'm very satisfied with World Series of Fighting and the way they treat me, and everything from top to bottom is just immaculate. And I you know, I look forward to getting, you know, tougher challenges and fighting tougher fighters, and I mean, just look at the lineup at 155 in World Series of Fighting. It's no joke. And, you know, especially at the top and fighting for the belt, you know, that's my goal, and I want to fight those guys. So I feel like I'm making a case for myself to work my way up the ladder and get those opportunities.
And, Nick, you know, I've noticed that ever since you've been with World Series of Fighting, there's definitely been, like, a marketing push for you. They've definitely been hyping you up, and you've been all over the media. Every time you fight, there's a big, you know, media out there interviewing you. You're getting lots of exposure. Have you noticed the change in your lifestyle? Are more people recognizing you on the street? Are you getting more offers from sponsors? How's this all affecting your life?
Yeah, all of it. My amount of followers on social media has like tripled since I signed with World Series of Fighting. And, you know, I'm getting recognized on the streets and, you know, I'm going to like weddings and stuff, but like, it's nothing out of control. It's like, I can go to the mall, you know, it's just, if I go to MMA event, I kind of get swamped a little bit, you know, but I don't mind. I like talking to people, so it's not an issue.
And, you know, a lot of your fights, as we recognize, you know, they all end in the first round with the exception of the fight with Chris Coggins. I mean, do you feel you need more cage time? Do you feel you need to be in a hard battle? Does your team tell you that you need that at some point?
No. Why would I make it a battle when I can get out of there and not get hurt? You know, if I can fight, make it quick, fight smart, and finish quick and have no injuries, then I'll take that 100 times over a war that's going to, you know. With that said, I mean, I wouldn't mind. I don't mind getting hit. I don't mind scrapping if I have to. I do it all the time in practice. But I try to fight as smart as I can and get in and out of there as fast as possible.
And, you know, some people have been arguing that the fact that you're able to get these guillotines and rear naked chokes, you're at an advantage due to your, you know, due to your left arm. Do you believe that you have a better chance of landing those submissions than the average mixed martial artist?
I have a better chance because I work hard, you know, and I practice it a lot. If they think it's a huge advantage and they want the same advantage, they can go ahead and chop their hand off and give it a go. You know, it doesn't work like that. You know, it's not like I just woke up and I was good at choking people. I practiced for years and years to get good at this. So it kind of pisses me off a little bit when people say that.
And Nicky, you know, I saw you earlier this year training at American Top Team with Daya, who's the son of Howard Davis Jr., the boxer, Olympic boxer. Are you still training there, or do you change camps around most of the time? How was your training?
No, you know, I will always love everyone at ATP. I just work with Daya, and I learned a lot. And you know, my main camp has always been out of Springfield, Mass, Fighting Arts Academy, and then I cross train at Kellen Jolly BJJ, and I have a strength and conditioning program, and all my family's here. And I have a really good system up here in the Northeast that's worked for me for a long time, and I just like to compliment it by going down there and training with those guys because I feel like they're the most, you know, successful team in the world. They have so many fighters, and they've done so many great things that it's good to be around those people and kind of catch those vibes and see what other, you know, guys that have made it to the top are doing and what they do and how they do it. So it's always great to learn, you know.
Well, Nick, before I know you got to go, but quickly, I understand there was an incident on a plane. Our good friend, Jazz Sakuro, of the Roman Show, ring announcer, World Series of Fighting, explained to me that there was an incident on the plane, a malfunction. Can you explain and go into detail what exactly happened on the way from Canada back home?
Oh, I thought I was going to die.
What happened, man?
It had a lap around the... They had to do like 3 laps around before we landed in Chicago, and then we landed and there was like fire trucks and ambulances, and I was like, what? You know, it was some freaky stuff. The plane was shaking, and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die. This is it. My coach, literally, he's like, I got ready for a water landing. He's like, I had it all mapped out what I was going to do.
So was the malfunction on one of the wings?
I think one of the, there's like a flat tire on one of the landing things or something like that. I don't know. They lied to us, you know? I mean, the people come, so I don't know.
Well, the good thing is, man, you're safe and sound, that you're undefeated. Nick, I want to thank you again for coming on board here on the Roman Show. Really an honor to speak to you, and please let us know when the next fight comes along, and we'll be talking about a title next time around, perhaps.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I'd love to come back on. It was an honor to be back on the show.
Awesome, Nick. Well, thanks so very much, man. Congratulations, and happy holidays. Enjoy with the family.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Thank you, Nick. Have a good day. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, there you heard it, folks. Nick Newell, undefeated fighter, World Series of Fighting, and Guillermo. You heard it, man. The man is doing his thing inside the cage, very close to a title shot opportunity. Even the World Series of Fighting president, Mr. Ray Seppel, had stated that he is definitely in the run for a possible title shot. And that would be if he were to win the title shot, to get the title for most years of fighting. That'll be his second title because he was a lightweight champion over at XFC, so he'll be a two-time title holder. That'll be Nick Newell. The good stuff there out of Guillermo. All right, Guillermo, moving forward, we got Nick Lentz coming up and followed by Dom O'Grady, who will be fighting at the XFC this Friday, XFC 27 Frozen Fear. How cold is it in Michigan now? It's doing 40. I don't even know how cold it is. Well, Guillermo, you should know, man. You're a travel connoisseur, expert, whatever you want to call it. You've traveled all over the world.
Yeah, I mean, there was a terrible cold front that came through there. If you watch the NFL games this Sunday, there was, like, a snow game everywhere, essentially, because the entire, like, northeast part of the country, including the central part of the country, is just absolutely freezing and getting snowed in. You know, if you ever look on Facebook and you have friends that are in that area, all they're doing is putting up snow pictures. So, and last night, Monday Night Football was in Chicago, which is not far from Michigan, and it was absolutely freezing. Everybody was bundled up, and there was no snow in that game, but, man, it was freezing.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk about something briefly here, Guillermo, and something that really has caught my attention. There's a program that's going to be aired on Mundos. It's called Combate America. Essentially what this thing is, it's a reality show with the same concept, I guess if you want to say, of The Ultimate Fighter. You know, they stick these fighters in a house, they train, they fight, blah, 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 blah. And it's going to be taking place tomorrow night at the Magic City Casino. All right, so they're going to fight. But here's the thing. They're pre-taping this stuff, what they call live to tape, because it's going to air later. And then later on, we'll have the results. But here's the thing that's kind of bothering me. They're not letting press into the event. And here's my issue. My issue is this. This is a sanctioned MMA event. So the Florida Boxing Commission will be there to regulate all of the fights. Therefore, whatever the results will be public records. So that means that after the show, in just a few, I can go and call the Florida Boxing Commission and request the results, and they will give it to me. Because it's public records. But yet they don't allow media. Now, that just doesn't make any sense to me. I respect the fact that they want to keep everything private, you know, as far as what happens in the place. And I honor that. I respect that. It's a reality show. You want to keep it. But if you're going to do that, then why not have an exhibition bout like The Ultimate Fighter has? The two rounds.
Exhibition fights are two rounds. And if there's not a decided winner by decision, if they each split the round, you know, one round each, then they go to a third round exhibition round. And in an exhibition bout, the athletic commission can withhold the results until the promoter says it's okay to release them. But with an official bout, it's going to be published everywhere what happened during the bout.
So for example, The Ultimate Fighter, right? The UFC hires an Herb Dean and their own judges, correct? But this is not through the Boxing Commission in Nevada, right? This is just that they hire specifically for that moment?
No, I mean, it is still the Athletic Commission that runs the exhibition bouts. It's just because it is an exhibition bout, the results are not required to be posted at the time that they take place. But with a true bout, when it counts, the Athletic Commission must make the results public because the Athletic Commission is run by the government and they have to fully disclose everything. Exhibition bouts, on the other hand, are not required to be disclosed at the time that they take place.
Correct, which makes sense. You want to do that. You don't want to release the results. It's a reality show. You want to keep everything hush-hush until you're ready to go. That's right. You see, from what I understand, I'd love for someone for Combate America to call here and explain themselves because the fighters themselves have been promoting the heck out of this show to buy your tickets, which is cool, which is great. I mean, they haven't even spent any money on advertising as far as radio or TV or newspaper, online, whatever. But from what I understand, and I'd love for someone to correct me. I mean, hopefully they are doing what the UFC does with the exhibition, which should be done. But I think, I feel that they, if indeed they do have the Florida Boxing Commission and it's a pro fight, that this will count towards your record, then they should allow the media to be there because it just makes sense. Number one is publicity is getting you out there. And number two, we know what the results are going to be. So you're not hiding anything. I agree.
I guess if they don't want media there, it's because they don't want you saying the results all over the internet, and they figure that fans won't be dedicated enough to actually call up the Florida Boxing Commission or actually go to the Florida Boxing Commission's website to look up the results. So I'm figuring that if they don't allow media, they're expecting the results not to be out there as much. You know what I mean? So I guess that's what they're doing.
Well, and that's right, but see, I'll tell you this much. And they can ban me or whatever the hell it is. But if indeed, if this thing is regulated by the Florida Boxing Commission and they do put out results, we're running the results because it's public records. We're not hiding anything. So if these things, if these fights are pro fights and the Florida Boxing Commission will be there tomorrow night and they will regulate it and it's counting towards the professional, we will have the results. Because it's only fair.
I mean,
it's only fair.
When you first said that no media were allowed, I was thinking for a second that wait, is this an unsanctioned bout? That's what I was thinking to myself. But then you said it was sanctioned, and I'm like, what?
it's sanctioned because they have I've seen the pictures. It's all over the Facebook and social media. Hey, look at me taking pictures with these guys, and I'm weighing in, and the Florida. So we know it's out there. It's already public. You're putting out the pictures. You see, the UFC, and this is how smart the UFC is, and I don't want to kiss any ass or anything, but we got to get this thing straight ahead. And Bellator, too, because they also had a reality show. This is how smart they are. They take away the phones, any connection with a computer, internet, they take away everything from the fighters, and they make them sign something not to say anything what happens in that show. That's why you see all these fighters that we have here on the show that have been in the Ultimate Fighter or are going to be in the Ultimate Fighter, or they just finished filming. They keep it hush-hush. Nobody needs to know anything. And that is why these guys are that's where they are right now. That is why the UFC is where they are. And now this group comes in and they have this new concept because all the fighters are Hispanic. They're all Hispanic and they all live in a house. And I think they have one girl as a host or whatever the hell it is. So my question is, why don't you follow the – why trying to reinvent the wheel and you have the fighters posting all these pictures out there saying, look at me, I'm weighing in and, oh, finishing my lunch and this and that. It just totally kills – the concept of your show. It's just common sense. I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, like, I think we need more details. I think maybe we don't have all the details.
And you know what? And in a way, that's good because it keeps their program quiet. But if you have the fighters posting pictures about their weighing in, right? For example, when the Ultimate Fighter has their finale, fine, you have the fighters showing and weighing in and doing this. That's good because it's a fight that's going to count towards your record. And it's live. You watch it on TV. You know this fight's going to happen. For instance, I'll give you a good reason here. The Ultimate Fighter that just happened right now, Juliana Pena, right? Juliana Pena,
mm-hmm.
She was waiting on her opponent, all right? We had interviewed Juliana Pena earlier in the day. We were told, listen, you can't air this stuff after the show. We respect that, and we did. Once we found out who her opponent was, we aired the interview because we couldn't air the interview before we didn't know who her opponent was. It was just out of privacy, out of respect to the UFC, what they told us to do as media. So we didn't air it until after the show, then we found out who her opponent was going to be, and we're good. So she knew already who she was going to face because I had spoken to her about 10 hours ago. Actually, the day before, I had found out who she was going to fight. I respected that, and I didn't go out there and start promoting anything. We respect that. here we go. This thing is being live to tape, and allegedly, from what I'm really hoping I'm wrong. I really do hope that I'm wrong. They're weighing in, throwing pictures. It's a freaking party. Look at me. And then you can't have media there? Right. Is this WWE?
Is it scripted?
I think it is. I think they got a page out of a man's book.
Like a page out of Tony.
Listen, I don't think that what they're doing is bad. I think it's a great idea. You know, you have to, but why keep everything hush hush if you know what's gonna go down? If you have the fighters going out there in social media showing everything, that is why you follow what the people have done that worked for them.
Protocol.
You follow the protocol. You don't try to reinvent the wheel. You stick to what people have been doing. Take away the cell phone. You know, you get your mom not to take pictures because you're weighing in. If you really want this thing to happen, you don't see the Desperate Housewives tweeting, hey, tune in tonight because I'm going to slap, you know, Mary or whatever. You're going to see how... No. Why? Because you want to tease something. Maybe say something like, hey, you know what's going to go down or something like that. Right now we have Frank Morich on. And Frank, thanks so much for calling in. How are you, sir?
You're more than welcome. Doing good. How about yourself?
Good. Frank, we wanted to get you on the phone because we got to get things straight here. And then we'll talk about
okay.
the Florida MMA Awards. But we got to get something straight here. Combate Americas. They have
yeah.
a show tomorrow night. Yes, we're giving them a free plug.
Okay.
They don't let media in. They don't let any, they're not advertising anything. However, if you go on social media, we know this thing is happening. We know who's in the house, although this show has not aired on TV. Frank,
yep.
and I know you're an MMA guru. You know a lot what's going on here in Florida. Is tomorrow's fight card regulated by the Florida Boxing Commission? In other words, will the losses and the wins count towards the fighter's record?
Well, you know, you called the right guy, man. I just left the studio 5 minutes ago, and I can tell you, if you look at my Facebook page, I just posted some pictures for the weigh-ins, with the weigh-ins, and about the weigh-ins. And, you know, I took some pictures of the cage and everything else. So, yes, to answer your question, it is by the Florida Boxing Commission. It is a fight, and it will go on their record. It's a pro fight. Anytime in Florida, whether they're doing a reality show or not, if they're going to do an MMA fight with pros, the Florida Boxing Commission has to get involved, or if not, they're going to shut it down. So, yes, the Florida Boxing Commission was there. The weigh-in started at 5 o'clock exactly. And they started weighing in around 5:30, and yeah, we got a fight for tomorrow. Levin Martinez is on the card, Joey Rodriguez, Victor Delgado.
Right. And that's great, Frank, and that's cool. But if it's an exhibit, see, if you're a reality show, right, and I'm a producer, you don't want to leak
right.
out the information. And I'm pretty sure our MMA listeners here who follow us on the Roman Show are smart enough to know that the Florida Boxing Commission, after the results are in, we'll post them on their site, or you can just simply call and they will give it to you because it's public records. So that just defeats the purpose about the reality show, because I find out who wins. So why not have an exhibition?
Wow. You know what? You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. If you, you're right. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, the way they're doing it, pretty interesting. The fact that they didn't want any media there today because they were probably afraid that media would talk about the show. And they didn't want anybody to talk about the show.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they didn't want the media there, you know. And I can understand that in the sense that they didn't want to, you know, leak out anything on the Roman Show or anything else. But you know what? I agree with you. We all know what's happening. We listen, they're selling tickets on the Magic Casino website. You know what I mean?
Right.
It Level has it on it. Everybody's promoting it. All the fighters are promoting the fight to get everybody in there. They just don't want media there for whatever reason, because it's a reality show. But But you're right. If you wanted to know who the hell won, just go to MMA.TV and MixedMartialArts.com, the official database of MMA, and it'll tell you who won.
Right.
You know, it'll tell you. You can go on there right now and see who's fighting. You know what I mean? So
exactly.
It's no secret.
Exactly.
And
we're going Rush Limbaugh here tonight. We're going Rush Limbaugh here tonight, Frank, because it just makes no sense that they're not letting any media. And I'm not just talking just for me, but I'm talking just for everyone that has applied or for a credential, because it makes no sense. Because as soon as tomorrow is done, we're going to go ahead and call Florida Boxing Commission, and the kind folks are out there will provide the results and we'll publish it, and it's a done deal. So that just defeats the purpose of the reality show. Like I had just told Guillermo and Joe here, you don't see anyone from the house, you know, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills tweeting out and taking pictures. Look, I slapped Mary today in the face, and this is what happened. You tease it. You don't state what's going to happen. And we all know what's going to happen.
Well, I tell you, you know, I was present at their media, you know, conference at the weigh-ins. And I can tell you, knowing Florida media, knowing the Florida MMA media like yourself and others, I can tell you I didn't know anybody that was in that room. Not one camera person, not one photographer. I knew no one in that room. So, you know, we know a couple of MMA companies, yourself and included, and nobody was there. Everybody who was behind the camera was somebody that I did not know. And let me tell you, I've been to a lot of shows, and I pretty much know the MMA media here in South Florida, and I didn't recognize anybody. Now, that just goes to show me that either it was their own media that's reporting news that they're close with, that later on, because where are those pictures going? Like these people are taking pictures, what, for their own website? That was a lot of people, you know? And my second thing is that if they are media that is selected in that's here in Florida, then where the hell are they when the other CSA, Fight Time Promotions, and where are they then when they're in town, when CFA is in town, when they're doing their shows? You know, that just kills me. That, you know, and I'll use the Sun Sentinel, brother, and if we're going Rush Limbaugh, let's do it. You know,
no,
Sun Sentinel,
today we're calling out everyone. This is the reason why we were honored and bestowed the best MMA radio at the 2013 Florida MMA Awards, because we got to pick a bone with all these people that just aren't calling it right. Listen, we have enough political corruption going on here in South Florida, and we sure as hell don't need that in MMA. So,
yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. Listen, you guys won that award on Sunday because you guys are doing the right things, and you are covering the news. You're covering everything within MMA, within Florida, and that's why you guys are the 2013 Best Media. And let me tell you, you know, and you're right. Listen, I have no argument with you. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. They should be allowing media to get in there. I have no clue as to why not, only for the fact that it's a reality show, quote-unquote, and that they didn't want nobody like yourself who will go over there and get down to the bottom nitty-gritty of why in the world these people are fighting and why, you know, the show is going on. And I think that that's probably the number one reason why they didn't want you there, was because you're going to ask the questions that everybody's going to want to know about, and they don't want to do it until the show comes out. Now, let me tell you, this is some big stuff. I mean, I didn't know how grand Combate Americas was, and if you know anything about the owners, then you know that we'd have to respect their decisions, because these guys have been around for a long time. They're the ones who actually created the UFC, if you ask me, and probably everybody else. You know, without these guys who created Combate Americas, they probably wouldn't be a UFC on pay-per-view as of today.
But here's my thing though, Frank, and knowing how smart these guys are, I mean it's just, there's a blueprint that the UFC made when they created the Ultimate Fighter. Bellator followed that blueprint when they did the whole reality show that they had. Why not follow that? And what is that? I'm talking about, you take away the cell phones, you take away the cameras from mom and pop, you know, before they weigh in, and you don't put it on social media, because, again, it defeats the purpose about a reality show. Why the hell do I want to tune in if I already know what's going on social media? unless they're attracting a crowd that is not in the United States. Then I can give you that. I can give you that one.
Yeah, no, and Combate Americas is will be in other countries, and according to the business plan and all that good stuff. Listen, they got today. I was standing by Elvis Crespo, you know, and me, I'm not much of a Latin, you know, Latino, you know, singer. I don't follow Latin singing or anything like that. Latin music, I should. I'm freaking Latin myself, but I had no clue that you know Elvis Crespo was standing next to me. Then I look, and it's Daddy Yankee on the other side, and then I look, and it's you know the stars that are involved in this, and again, you know, they have a lot of money invested in it. They really don't really are. I don't think they're even concerned about who's going. I don't think they're even concerned about how many tickets they're going to sell. And usually when it deals with TV, that's what you're dealing with. You just want to make it look good, you know, and get a couple of people in there around the cage and start filming. And you know, they're going for the ratings. They're going for the drama. Again, these guys have been in the house for 5 months. Or is it about 5 months now. And, you know, they're getting to know each other. They're on each other's nerves and blah, blah, blah. And that's stuff that we haven't seen yet. So I think that even though you know the results, that their target audience is not the MMA fans that want to know if they won or lost, but I think their target audience is the people that love reality shows, love the fighting, mix those two together, and there you got a show that no one's seen. I mean, the pictures won't tell you on social media, you know, what happened in the house. The videos, even if a video leaks from the weigh-ins, won't tell you the drama that happened in the house. And we all know that drama is what creates the MMA buzz. And if you don't believe me, let's take CFA and let's take XFC, who's on Access TV. And to me, if you look at it, became drama. XFC had, you know, Nick with one arm fighting. Oh, my God, it's a freak show. He's one arm, yet he's undefeated. He's amazing. CFA had Fallon Fox, you know, guy, he's a girl, is he a girl, is he a guy, did he fight for a girl? There was drama within the MMA, and therefore I believe that's why the you know, Access TV picked them up. You know, drama and TV go together, you know? And so
no doubt.
Even though there's pictures going out on the social media, even though you got tickets selling, you know, obviously on the internet, I think that their market is the reality show people that want to see a reality show. Again, no one knows what will happen inside the house. Today I got a little taste of it because, you know, something's happened during the weigh-in, which, of course, you know, you get to see on the show. But, you know, no one knows what happened in the house. And now from what I saw personally with my own two eyes today, I'm interested in seeing the show, you know. And you've got, you know, Andrea Calle, who's a Florida favorite. You know, she won MMA Personality of the Year for the 2013 awards, and she's done a great job hosting it and putting up some fires there and building up, you know, the show herself. So, you know, we do have Florida, you know, flavor in it. Of course, we got Florida fighters, Jose Caceres, Victor Delgado, you know, Renee Martinez. I mean, the list goes on. So, at the same time, even though they're kind of banding media to do this show, so to speak, I got to give them props because they came to Florida. You know, they moved their offices from New York to Florida, and they're doing shows in Florida. I don't know how many shows they're going to do going forward, but now after the reality show, and it just looks like it is a reality show, you know, I don't know. They may pick up and go to California and do the same format over there in California. They may pick up and go to New Mexico. Who knows? But right now, their first show is going to be in Florida with Florida fighters. And that I got to give them props for. You know, it's a reality show that will happen. How many times have you heard, oh, there's a reality show, there's an MMA reality show? There's about 20 MMA reality shows, and not one has popped up yet until Combate Americas. And Combate Americas, you know, they got Daddy Yankee, they got Elvis Crespo, they got a whole bunch of superstars in the house and maybe financing it as well. But if you know your history on Campbell, you know, he financed the first UFC to go on pay-per-view, so he knows what he's doing. And his right-hand man is Mike from Strikeforce, who does the PR work and does a whole bunch of stuff, so he knows what he's doing. So they must be doing something right, and I think that even if they block us, the media, the Florida MMA media, from going to it, I think we'd have to respect that and say, you know what, okay, you know, let's take this like big boys. You won't let us in. You won't let us, you know, fill our crowd and our fans with MMA because you guys have an own agenda, we have the agenda of, hey, listen, it's a fight. We've been in fights before. We've been covering fights all year long. Why does it make this one so damn special? I guess it's because they're not looking at it as a fight. They're looking at it as a TV show. And so they really don't – it's like The Ultimate Fighter. You know, how many – when you watch The Ultimate Fighter and it's time to fight, how many people do you see around the cage?
Right, you're the only one. And I think – right, and I think that would have been great. I mean, you can always go to seat fillers, you know, and I bet you get a better seat fillers, and they'll go out there for free and watch the fight, I'll tell you that much. But my thing is that, you know, why sell the tickets, no media, and put it out there. And I respect for the doing, and that's great, that's awesome, but it just makes common sense that the results are going to be there, and you know, we'll publish it because it's public records. You know, that's what the media is all about. We got to put things out there that people want to know about. That is why we are here, to report, to inform the people what is going on in the world of MMA.
Hence, I agree.
The award. Well, Frank, I want to thank you, man. Go ahead.
No, I agree with you, but at the same time, you know, if they don't want, you know, like for me, you know, I cover media myself, and sometimes I don't cover it as good as you guys, but you know, I kind of do my thing, and to me, it's like, okay. If they don't want the local media, MMA media, to get involved, then I wouldn't take it as a disrespect. I would take it as we're so good at what we do, and the word would get out. When you put it on the Roman show, the word gets out and everybody knows about it. And because of I would take it as a compliment. The fact that they don't want you to cover it is the fact that, hey, we know how good you are. We know how much fan base is going to reach, and we're trying not to tell everybody because it's just a reality show. They don't look at it as a fight. They look at it as a show, as opposed to us. We're looking at it as, hey, this is the last MMA event for the year. You know, this brings up our number, you know, from 17 fights this year to 18 fights, from 209 fighters to I don't know how many fighters they have. I think they have about five or six, you know, on the fight card, six fights on the card. So, you know, that brings up the Florida stats and the Florida numbers. So we would like to report that. But again, I think that you guys do such a good job, and you have a following, you have a fan base, and the word will get out, and they don't want the word to get out. So therefore, they're not going to use you. And I think that's a compliment more than anything.
Yeah, well, Frank, thanks so very much, and I'm sure you'll keep us informed there. Again, congratulations. Great show Sunday at the Florida MMA Awards, and we're looking forward to the next year to defend our title, sir.
Awesome, brother. Thanks for having me again, brother. You're doing an amazing job. Thank you so much, brother.
Thank you, Frank. Have a good night.
All right. Good night.
Thank you. All right, there you have it, Frank Morjon, the Florida MMA Awards, who is very involved here. And Guillermo Joe just had to get it straightened out here to explain. I don't care. I still think the media should be allowed there. That's just my point of view.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Guillermo, we're going to welcome in Dom O'Grady in just a few seconds right after the break, and then we'll also have Nick Lenton talk about this weekend's UFC on Fox, which is scheduled to be a slobber knocker, as the old Jim Ross used to say. How can you say that, slobber knocker? You can say good accent there?
Slobber knocker.
Oh, my God. How about you, Guillermo? You think you can say it?
A slobber knocker? Yeah.
Nah, you didn't say it the same. All right, we'll be right back.
Keep listening to The Roman Show.
Thanks, girl.
Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us, and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join The Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@Yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolphoRoman.com. That's RodolphoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolphoRoman.com. You have a business, but you have no money? Well, no worries. OchoaOnline.com has you covered. Head on over to OchoaOnline.com for the best prices. And trust me, when it comes to internet websites, these guys know how to do it. OchoaOnline.com will help you set up the best quality-based website for your business or company. OchoaOnline.com. Visit them right now at OchoaOnline.com. That's OchoaOnline.com. The official sponsor of The Roman Show website, OchoaOnline.com.
Check it out. Keep listening to The Roman Show.
Hey, this is Dana White, the president of the UFC. Keep watching The Roman Show.
And we're back on The Roman Show. We've had their good conversation with Frank Moore down at the Florida MMA Awards. And digressing exactly what's going to go on tomorrow night. But nonetheless, it's time to move forward now. Friday, XFC 27, Frozen Fury, all the way from Michigan. It's going to be airing live on Access TV at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And on that card, gentlemen, Joe and Guillermo will feature Dom O'Grady versus Eric Reynolds in the co-main event. And right now we have Dom O'Grady. Dom, how are you doing, man? Staying warm up there?
I am good.
How cold is it up here. There? How cold is it up there?
Painful. You know when it just like it just hurts to be outside?
Oh, Lord. I mean, we're blessed to be in Florida. I don't want to brag, but, you know,
right.
We're lucky that we have our son here. All right, Dom, so you have Eric Reynolds coming up this Friday night on Access TV, again, 9 p.m. Eastern time. What can you tell us about Reynolds, man? How do you pair up against this guy?
I think I pair up pretty good. I mean, he's heavy-handed. He throws a good mix of combinations. I think I'm a little faster, a little more accurate. The idea is going to be to, you know, beat him to the punch.
And now, Dom, you took this fight because his original opponent had dropped out. So you kind of took this fight pretty quickly.
Yeah, I mean, it was really kind of a thing. I was kind of taking a little layoff, kind of a self vacation, if you will, just kind of be a normal person for a little while. You know, I tend to string a lot of fights close together, so I need a little break. And, you know, it was good timing. I mean, it was right at the tail end when I was, you know, I was getting back in the gym and I was kind of like itching to get back in. So, you know, it just kind of perfect storm.
Now, you're coming off a loss back in September. That little layoff there, did that help you? I mean, it wasn't that much of a long layoff, but did it help you out as far as physically and mentally, you know, in your training and so forth? What did you learn from that loss after coming victorious in a speaker? You had a little speaker on it.
The thing that I learned is just, I mean, really, like, what I took away from it was more outside the fight, like the preparation for the trip. I mean, that's the farthest I've ever gone for a fight. And we didn't really plan out the trip. You know, hindsight's 20/20. So looking back, I mean, we could have planned that trip a lot better. And I think I would have performed a little bit better. But I mean, really, you know, there's not much. I mean, not much really happened. Kidalka is one of the best, you know, submission wrestlers on the planet. And it was just, you know, I mean, he's strong as hell. And I thought it was one of those things. Like, I thought I was doing well. I thought I was in a good position. And I just got caught. You know, it was one of those things. I just didn't think he could finish that guillotine. So, you know, you live and you learn.
Now, prior to that, you had back-to-back wins over at Bellator. When did that sign with the company? Just curious.
I'm sorry?
that you had back-to-back wins over there in Bellator. Why not stay with the company back then?
They released me.
there was no they didn't,
Huh?
They didn't present a contract or anything?
Well, my contract was options. It was a 3-fight deal, but it was a 1-fight with a 2-fight option. So I won the first fight, they picked up the option on the second fight, and they just chose not to take the one on the third fight. I can understand from a business standpoint, because with switching stations and all the guys that they picked up, that they kind of cut away some of the undercard, you know, that maybe wasn't making them as much or didn't have that kind of prepackaged publicity that, you know, bringing guys over that they got cut from the UFC was going to do for them. So from a business point, I understand it. From a fighter's point, I mean, it sucks. I was performing well for them. And then to kind of, you know, not just be told, oh, sorry, we can't use, we don't have room for you anymore, was kind of disheartening. I don't think I really got, you know, my chance to showcase on there. But, I mean, you know, a lot of good came out of it. I had tough opponents. I made good contacts, good friends, you know, working with all the production people and everything, you know. It wasn't a bad experience by any means. It just, you know, they just, you know, you gotta work, you know, as a business. It was just I wasn't good for business.
Gotcha, Guillermo.
Yeah, Dom, you know, I was just looking over your profile, and I couldn't help but notice one of the most awesome nicknames I've ever heard. I hate you so much. Where does that come from?
You know, I get asked at every interview, everyone always asks. I don't know if you guys know Shinaki, Big Papa Shinaki, ring announcer. He passed away a couple years ago. I used to fight in XFO a lot out of Chicago, and he was a ring announcer there. And what happened was, you know, I was always on the road. There was no MMA in Michigan, so I was always the out-of-town guy. So I always got booed and, you know, hated on and people yelling and stuff at me. So I just said, you know, I enjoy it. I don't care. I just care that there are fans. I don't care if they love me, hate me, you know, want me to get my ass kicked or kick ass. Whatever, as long as they're there, you know. I mean, indirectly, they still help pay for my purse. So, you know, I just like them being there. So what happened was my buddies, when I was taking my midday nap, I try to take a nap before fights, they went to like a Kinko's or something and got a sign made up. Said, I hate Dom O'Grady, boo this man. And they had it covered up and stuff until we went out to the cage. Well, when we went out to the cage, they held the sign, whole crowd booed. It was a real cool thing. And it was loud, and I didn't hear Shinaki announce me as that. That's just how he announced me. I didn't take it or write it or anything. That's just what he did. And then I didn't hear it until actually when I won, I heard it at the, you know, the hand raise. And, you know, we got a good chuckle out of it, and it was a real cool thing. And then every fight after that, that's just what he called me. And so I just, you know, I said, well, I'll take it and just run with it. And then when my original, I was with Motor City Boxing, and when that gym closed, you know, I decided that, you know, we were going to be basically a nomadic team. I mean, we don't own our own gym. We just kind of bounce around and rent space. So I didn't want to name the team after myself. So I kind of, you know, brought everyone in on kind of the, you know, it's just a hate us kind of thing. It's just, you know, it's good. It's a motivator. It's you know, it just kind of means, you know, we do what we want and hate if we want. and it just kind of sucks. That's why my team's Hate Squad now or has been for a bunch of years now. And that's the long short of it.
Hey, very appropriate nickname. You know, it's also appropriate that you fought three guys in your career with the names of Gun, Killa, and Means. So that's very appropriate for fighting. But very ironic as well. But and you fought on promotions like My Bloody Valentine and things of that nature. But you know, looking forward to this next fight. You know, coming off the loss, I mean, what do you think a win would put you in terms of your career?
I think it puts me really the idea what I'm looking at right now is I'm not honestly the point I'm at in my career, and that's kind of why I need to take a break is because I don't want to think of it as a job. I mean, I love fighting. I love doing it. I love performing. I love, you know, I love training. I love being out there. And I love the fans, whether they hate me or love me. And really, I fight because I enjoy it, and I want to do it as long as I can. And what my thing is right now is I'm not looking for, you know, they're talking, you know, Reynolds is up for another title shot. I'm not looking. I mean, of course you want to be in the mix, but, I mean, that's not really. What I want to do is I want to establish myself in an organization that we can, you know, function together, you know, somewhere that I can a place that I can showcase what I can do, and, you know, it just everyone kind of comes out a winner. I get to do what I love. They get to put on entertaining fights. You know, it's a win-win. I'm really not looking past right now, because right now all I want to do, my only goal right now, is to just get attention, make an impact, to show that I should be here. This is a place that I should be, and it was a good decision on their part to bring me here.
And, you know, you're a pretty big lightweight, 6 feet tall. Did you find it extremely hard to make weight for that Japanese fight, being overseas?
It was, the jet lag and everything. I mean, the weight cut really just kicked my ass. I mean, I've made it before. I've made it when I've never, that's the only time in my career, and that includes as an amateur, that I've ever missed weight. That's the first time ever. And it just stopped coming off. And for hours, it was terrible. I mean, I felt horrible. I felt awful. I just wouldn't, you know. I couldn't get my wheels under me, and it was just, everything went wrong, and that's the first, only, and last time that's ever going to happen. But yeah, I mean, usually, I mean, I do a nice, you know, progressive cut. I do cut a good amount of water, but, you know, not more than I've done. Actually, this one's a little bit less than the last couple of times I made 55, so I mean, it's coming down good. You know, I'm about to cut in a little bit, and I feel good, you know, and I've been feeling good. You know, I changed up my diet a little bit, nothing drastic, but I leaned a little more towards some vegetarian and, you know, staying a little, because I'm a meat eater, I like steak, so staying away from red meat's hard for me, but, you know, after the last one and after all the problems and I just didn't want to have, it's just, you know, just that's just part of my life now.
Yeah, and when you were with Bellator, you know, the decision to cut you, was that after you won two in a row or after Fight Master?
It was after Fight Master. Well, it's not so much cut, because, I mean, I really wasn't under contract. It was just they decided not to exercise the option.
Gotcha. And with Fight Master, was that something that, like, they were like, oh, you got to do Fight Master or you're gone? Or what was kind of the decision-making there?
No, funny story about that. They didn't want me. I had my manager called and asked them, I said I expressed interest in doing it. I'm like, you know, I'd like a place to show my personality. I like to have fun, you know, I'm a big goofy guy. And they said, no, we're not interested. And that just flat out, Bellator said no. So I said, all right, you know, whatever. And then I got a call from Profiles, which is the production company that put on the show, and they asked me to come out for an interview. And I said, well, you know, I don't know if you guys know this, but they already told me they don't want me. And then Profiles says, well, they don't do the casting, we do. So I was in what happened was they scouted guys. It didn't matter if you fought. A lot of the guys did fight in Bellator, but it didn't matter if you did or didn't. They scouted everyone and researched on their own and went out and found a lot of guys to bring out. I know they had an open tryout, but they also went and, you know, made some calls. And so, yeah, Bellator didn't actually want me to do the show. They didn't have any interest in me doing the show. It was the production company that put on the show that wanted me on.
Yeah. Well, Dom, I want to thank you so much for coming on board here on The Roman Show. I want to wish you good luck this Friday, 9 p.m. Access TV, as Dom O'Grady takes on Eric Reynolds. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, man, just anyone listening back at home, watch, come see. Follow my Twitter, Dom O'Grady, DOM_OGRADY. I mean, on Facebook, find me wherever. Send me hate mail, send me love mail, send me, I don't know, mail. Send me whatever, I don't care, I just want the attention. So come out, support your local fighter.
Awesome, Don. Well, thanks so much, and again, good luck. Watch him live, Access TV, 9 p.m. Good luck, Don. Thank you, have a good night. Alright, folks, and with that said, we're going to go Guillermo to Nick Lentz, who fights this Saturday on Fox.
This is your boy Sugar Rashad Evans, and you're listening to The Roman Show.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for tuning in here on The Roman Show on this episode. And this Saturday is the big show on UFC on Fox, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. That's on the Fox Network. And on the main card, we'll be opening up Nick Lentz versus Chad Mendes. And on the line, we have Nick. Nick, thanks so very much for joining us on The Roman Show.
Thanks. Glad to be on.
Awesome, Nick. Well, you got Chad Mendes, man. This is obviously one of the tough fights for you, and since you made that switch against the featherweight in the featherweight division, how do you look into this fight against Mendes?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this fight a lot. I haven't been this excited for a fight in a long time. You know, I don't feel like Chad Mendes poses any, you know, more threats than some of the guys I've already fought in the past. You know, they're just not as well known. and I'm looking forward to putting on a show. You know, showing the world that I belong there. I'm better than him. I'm going to be the new number one contender, and then eventually, you know, I'm going to take that belt from Aldo.
You know, Nick, I heard in a past interview, you've been very confident ever since you made the switch to the featherweight division, saying that you know, you're very confident you're going to earn this title, including the champion, Jose Aldo, that you're coming after him.
Yeah, man, I mean, that was the whole point. The whole point was to be a world champion, and I wasn't getting it done at 155 pounds, and, you know, a lot of that had to do with my training situation, with my nutrition, with a lot of stuff. And once I figured out that 145 was my weight class, you know, I was already doing very well in 155-pound class, and now that it's easier for me to make 145 than it was 155, I'm in better shape, I'm bigger, I'm stronger, I'm faster, I train with a better team, I have better coaches, better nutritionists. Everything is just going perfect. You know, before I was kind of a little bit of a waste of talent, but now everything has come together, and now is my time.
Let's talk about that weight change. Now, you took a couple of fights now that you've been in the featherweight division. I read that you were plugging too much with Mike Doshi and helping out with nutrition. Have you got the hang of it already of trying to make weight? Is not that much of an issue compared to the first time around? Was the first time around, was it difficult on you, or was it pretty much easy for you?
No, the only difference between now and the first time that I made 145 pounds was just the first time I was a little nervous because I hadn't gone through the process yet. But the actual weight cut and making weight was easier than it had ever been for me. You know, Mike Dolce does a lot of different things than a lot of guys. He you know, the way you cut weight, how you cut weight, when you cut weight, all of it's different. So it's actually a lot easier of a process, and mentally, physically, everything about it is a lot easier. So I have 10 times easier time making 145 pounds than I ever did working by myself and making 155 pounds.
Well, you definitely went to the right guy. I know he's also helping another teammate of yours, Hector Lombard, with a weight cut. And Hector even said, I don't think I could ever make the weight cut. And then look at him now, and it's working for him, and it's obviously working for you. Now, this is the first time, Nick, that you're going to be in the main card. Are you feeling any nerves?
No, man, I'm excited about it. You know, you're always nervous for a fight when it comes around. And, you know, every single person that's ever fought has a certain amount of nervousness, but it has nothing to do with the venue. It has nothing to do with the opponent. It just has to do with I put a lot of work into this, and, you know, that I want to make sure that I go out there and do the right thing. Make sure I go out there and don't waste this opportunity. Take it for what it is and beat up Chad Mendes.
Well, yeah, you know, obviously before American Top Team, you were training with the Brock Lesnars over there in the Minnesota Martial Arts Academy. Going into American Top Team, man, how soon did you see that difference in your fighting?
Instantly. You know, just the amount of coaches and the amount of preparation and how much they help you, it's a completely different game. You know, I mean, in Minnesota, the team is great, everything about it. I still love all the guys over there, but it's just a different ball game down here. The coaching is different. There's 10 times more coaches. There's 10 times more training partners. There's a lot higher level of, you know, conditioning and everything about coming to Top Team has been an amazing transformation for me.
Yeah, that is awesome. Nick, got to bring up, there was a marvelous story that came out on Yahoo. You helped your father using the Fight of the Night bonus. That's just a great deal. How is your dad doing so far?
He's doing okay. You know, I mean, he has occasional setback and stuff, but overall, I'd say he's doing pretty well, you know? So right now I'm not too focused on, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, we both kind of, when we get close to the fight, we just kind of think about the fight, and then we try to, you know, the closer we get to the fight, the more we kind of step back from our family lives and try to get it done so we can, after the fight, we can take care of our family.
And you know, I've spoken to many fighters. How do you guys do that? It's so tough. You know, you're training for a fight, and you got to, just for 2 seconds, just put to the side and then come back. That right there in itself is challenging.
Yeah, I mean, everyone in every job has its own challenges. You know, I mean, everyone has a life and has to work hard and stuff, and it just turns out that fighting is what I'm talented at, and it was what I was meant to do. So, you know, I have no complaints about it.
Nick, I want to thank you, man, for joining us here. So what can we expect against you, against Chad Mendes this Saturday?
You can expect to see the best Nick Lance, and you're going to be surprised at how much I handle Chad Mendes.
Thank you so much, Nick, and we wish you good luck on Saturday against Chad Mendes. Don't miss it, guys. UFC on Fox 9, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern time. Thanks, Nick.
All right, guys, we're back here on the Roman Show. Kind of cooled down during the interview there, Joe and Guillermo. I know we had gone Rush Limbaugh, but we calmed down. Nick Lentz, man. Hey, Nick Lentz and Chad Mendes, that should be a spectacle there, Guillermo. Both these guys are young studs. Definitely going to be a good fight there between these two.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Who do you have there?
Yeah, I was going to say the Lentz, man, he's got to get his wrestling going, but it's going to be hard against Mendes because he's a wrestler himself.
Right.
And I just think Mendes is a little bit better in every area of the game, and that I believe Mendes will finish him probably the second round. I'll give Lentz some credit for that, but I just don't see how he can win this fight unless he figures a way to out-wrestle Chad Mendes, and I just don't see that happening.
And although Nick has definitely been on a roll lately, but let's see if that carries on to this fight. We have a lot of MMA to talk about. Although, as mentioned earlier, we just had Don McGrady, XFC 27. That's going to be on Friday night. Don't want to miss that. That's going to be a good fight card starting at 9 p.m. Eastern time. Yeah, Davison Ribeiro versus Farhad Sharipov. That's for the featherweight tournament title. Final, sorry. And again, Don McGrady versus Eric Reynolds in the co-main event. Dave Cochran versus Alex Trevino, and the list goes on and on. Most of these guys have been on the show, so you got to check these guys out to see what they said on the show come to reality. That's Access TV, 9 p.m., XFC 27. And then on Saturday, we have Johnson versus Benavidez. Johnson's title on the belt, I mean on the line, the flyweight title. Who do you have winning there? You think Mighty Mouse takes this one again?
Yeah, I really believe that this fight will go a lot like the first fight went. I mean, I just see the speed advantage for Johnson being able to let him get first on the strikes. And then, Benavidez's best route to victory is through takedowns and submissions. And, you know, Johnson's movement is so good, it's going to be really hard for Benavidez to take down Johnson. Even if he could take him down, Johnson is so good at getting right back up because he's so fast and light on his feet.
How about Uriah Faber and Michael McDonald? That's a co-main event. You think Uriah takes this one, and if he loses, what's next for him, man?
Man, this is a hard fight to call. You know, I mean, Uriah's so good in non-title fights, and Michael McDonald is an up-and-comer. Yeah, he had a tough setback, you know, in the fight against Burrell, but who hasn't had a problem with Burrell before? Man, this is a hard fight to call. This fight could go either way, you know. McDonald is the one that could do something explosive that people don't expect. I don't expect him to finish Uriah. I think it's going to be a hard-fought fight, and I'm thinking it's going to go, you know, all three rounds.
We'll get to see that. So there you go. You have it. Friday you got XFC, and then on Saturday you have the UFC on Fox. You have a lot of MMA this weekend, and then we will be talking about December 28th, Weidman versus Silva 2. UFC 168, really pumped for that one. Next week, Guillermo, we already have some of the fighters that will be competing on that fight card. And I got to tell you, from here on out, we're going to have a long list of these guys, starting off none other than, I always mispronounce his name, and that is the first Afghanistan fighter in the UFC, Sira Bahadurzada. Did I get that right, Guillermo?
Sir Bahadurzada.
He will be on the show next week. He trains at a Black Billions camp. He'll be talking to us about, well, his fight against John Howard. Also scheduled in just a few weeks, Gleison Tibau, Michael Johnson, and Dustin Poirier. All these guys are scheduled to be on the Roman Show. Keep it tuned here for the dates and times that we will be having these guys leading up to the big fight card on December 28th, just a few days before 2014. Final thought, Gail?
No, man, just looking forward to the UFC fights this weekend. A lot of good, solid fights, you know, and I expect that the main event
you know, like most flyweight fights do, we'll go five rounds, you know. I don't expect there to be a finish.
Right. Remember, guys, want to celebrate again. Best MMA Radio, Florida MMA Awards 2013. And tomorrow, we will be filming our first Roman Show Live. And our guest, a little controversial, you would say, is none other than Padrino. Padrino is a man who has a nonprofit known as Padrino's MMA. He would take in these children that were pretty much doing bad things, drugs, you know, getting into violent crime and so forth. And he'll have them living in his own gym. But one of those children that he was serving as a parental guardian turned on him and accused him of sexually molesting him. And it was a kid who was underage. It turns out that, well, everything, the accusations have been thrown by the police, and he's a free man, free of charges. Tomorrow, we speak to him. He hasn't spoken to anyone at all. So he will do so on the Roman Show Live, and that, ladies and gentlemen, will be on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/rroman0201. That's rroman0201. It will be both in English and in Spanish. We're also working on getting Mike Rio. He is a local fighter down here who fights for the UFC. He has a fight in January. We will meet with him one-on-one. And what the Roman Show Live is, this on video. It's going to be like a David Letterman one-on-one type of thing. And we're going to have a lot of fun tomorrow night, tomorrow morning. And the address is, folks, is located in Sweetwater, Florida. And that is on 107th and Flagler. That is where the location is. So show up there. We will be starting roughly around 11 a.m. Enjoy the interview and then stay for the great food. They got some great food there, Joe.
I'm waiting for the food.
Mm-hmm, me too. Well, Guillermo, Joe, it's been a great show this evening. We will catch you next Wednesday and watch the Roman Show Live on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/rroman0201. Thanks so very much. Enjoy the rest of the week, guys. And wherever you are, if you're up in the north, stay warm.
What's up? This your boy, Kimo Slice. And if I got one thing to say about these amateur fights, not only did I have a good time tonight, but I want everybody to know you got to keep watching with Dolph Roman. If you keep your eyes upon that, man, you'll be all right. You'll know what's going on. So stay hip to Dolph Roman. This your boy, Kimo Slice, 305, and we out.